This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed pride in dedicating the Kartavya Bhavan 3 to the nation and highlighted it as an example of state-of-the-art infrastructure. In a social media post, Modi wrote, Kartavya Bhavan is a symbol of government's commitment and continuous efforts towards serving every individual. He added, it will not only help in swiftly delivering government's policies and schemes to the people, but will also provide a new momentum to the nation's development. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings aimed to streamline administrative processes and enable agile government. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament today were disrupted by the opposition parties over the issue of special intensive revision conducted in Bihar in other issues leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. Meanwhile, the Parliament has passed the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill has already been passed by the Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to replace the Indian Carriage of Goods by Sea Act 1925. A landmark study by the Indian Council of Medical Research in Jharkhand has been praised by the World Health Organization as a model for tuberculosis care. Published in the Lancet Global Health in 2023, the RATIONS study found that providing nutritional support to the TB patients significantly improved treatment outcomes and reduced mortality. According to study, patients who received food rations showed better recovery and survival rates compared to those on standard care. Recognizing its impact, WHO has called on countries in the Southeast Asia region to adopt similar strategies to meet global and TB targets. Governor K.T. Parnaik has extended his greetings to all the weavers, artisans and entrepreneurs of the state who are preserving and promoting the timeless art of handloom weaving on the special occasion of National Handloom Day. He offered special appreciation to hardworking Arunachali sisters, custodians of the beautiful legacy whose skill and dedication continue to keep the traditional fabrics alive. In his message, the governor urged to make a conscious effort to preserve what our foremothers have gifted us. In doing so, we honor and strengthen our collective vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, he said. Governor Parnaik congratulated Kaba Kyano on successfully summiting Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest peak in Africa and one of the renowned seven summits of the world. The governor, who had flagged off Yano's expedition on 28 July, expressed immense pride on her achievement. He said that Yano's feat is a source of inspiration for all, especially the youth of Arunachal Pradesh. Yano reached the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro on Monday at 10:27 a.m. African time. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today congratulated Dr. Zing Mesar on securing the Indian Revenue Service income tax and Bulo Manku on joining the prestigious Indian Foreign Service. In a social media post, Khandu said that their achievement is not just a personal milestone but an inspiration for the countless youth who dare to dream big from the remotest corners of the state. Khandu urged them to carry forward the spirit of dedication, integrity and service to the nation in their respective domains. In line with the directives issued by the Government of India, DC in charge, Tawang Sangye Norbu today convened a meeting to coordinate and oversee the celebration of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign across Tawang district. The meeting focused on finalizing preparations and encouraging enthusiastic participation from all sections of society. In the meantime, the DSC Tawang has directed principals of all participating schools to actively involve students and ensure the success of the campaign. The Farmers Awareness Cum Technology Demonstration Program for the benefit of Brokpass was conducted at Mago Village in Tawang District today. The event was jointly organized by the ICAR National Research Center on Yak Dirang in collaboration with the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Tawang and the Indian Army under the aegis of the Baisakhi Brigade. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.